I've never seen anyone deep throat an Elvis mic before.
You haven't watched a lot of Elvis then.
That is our start.
Yeah, welcome to the show. We're new here, and I'm deep throating my mic.
Say, Austin Butler doesn't have shit on you right now. You just kept a voice going. You had the balls to deep throat the Elvis mic.
Hi, welcome to the show. I've never done this, but also,
this is why we need a video format, because like I can't be the only one enjoying. Is enjoying the right word? Enjoying this.
Oh, you're enjoying it.
Yeah. I mean, how did you fit that in your mouth? Like mine, at least is like phallic shaped.
Okay, now I'm also agreeing that we need video so people know that I didn't actually put it in my mouth.
I thought when you unhinged your jaw, that was the weirdest part about it. I've known you for a long time. I didn't know you could do that.
Man, with the shape of that
Brian
mic, too.
Brian is confirmed reptilian. Welcome to the new version of the show, people. Because of Alex Jones losing all of his money, we're filling that void. So,
they're turning the frogs gay.
Yeah, this is the new version.
They're
of
eating the pets. They're eating the cats. Eating the dogs.
It's all politics all the time. That's what people wanted the most. So,
yeah. Dab dab dab.
It was
woof,
definitely
woof, woof.
Our favorite part of our old show was all the
this
politics.
This is
gonna
be
talk.
Mad.
All
awkward.
The political talk.
Like for when this actually comes out.
It's
right. This could be in poor taste. We don't know how things are gonna go next week.
I guess you don't.
The world's already over.
Oh,
well,
this is either
you hear us talking right now. Get to safety. Get to your bunker. Get safe.
Stay safe.
Narrows your chance.
Do not come out.
Hope you prepped your bug out bag.
Do you guys have a bug out bag?
No,
I do.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Well, because I ordered something from Cards Against Humanity the last time that he was being, he was a nominee for presidency, and they sent me a bug out bag, and I've never opened it. So
I'll be damned.
Have you looked?
It's got
up
like
what
a gas mask.
Usually
in
my
it
most alarmist
some...
friend. So this is interesting to hear that you are just as alarmist in a way.
I told you we're the new Alex Jones, y'all. We're here.
I literally just ordered something from Cards Against Humanity, and they said, "Here's a duffel bag. It's got a gas mask in it."
This will keep you alive, faithful customer. It's the best customer service.
We know you just
time.
Wanted some silly cards, but we threw in all this stuff just in case.
I don't see other brands trying to keep their customers alive for what it's worth.
I feel
you can't consume if you're dead.
My name was Justin. I would legally change my last name to be something like that and then go into business. Like, just in case you'd be a lawyer, you'd have to go, right?
There's no way that justincase.com isn't already taken. And if it isn't already taken,
is
there's
the guy's
no way that it's less
Justin
than
Case,
like
though.
50 grand for the domain.
Did he commit that hard to legally change his name? What
there's
other
already
ones
somebody
would,
with that name.
What's another one that would be like...
You could buy it right now, $150,000.
No.
USD,
knew it.
Of course. Exclusively brokered by evergreen.com.
What's another?
Okay, what about
.net?
This
has to be a scam because the person who's selling it, her name is Jen Sale.
It's General Sale.
That's also commitment to
Jennifer
the
bit. Jennifer Sale.
Huh.
What's another Justin business name?
Justin Time.
Oh, there we go. Is he a clockmaker?
You'd have to be. Watch salesman.
A watch.
Never be late
guy.
Again.
That's the type of name you get on like a Twilight Zone episode of like, you buy this watch, you can go back and watch your parents do it or something. Like, why do I want to do that?
that's a Black Mirror episode.
Whose
not
pitch
Twilight
was that?
Because it's an Apple Watch, so that's the Black Mirror part. And when you look into it, you see your parents banging. You just want
that's
the time.
You go back to
you don't
my father's birthday in 1987. Yeah, I've done the math, Dad.
or just in time, the procrastination therapist.
Oh yeah.
Oh, make for sure people that have like done. Yeah, that are late to everything.
Self help book.
Yeah, it all comes back to your parents, really. Was
we
your mom always habitually late?
That's why I didn't want kids. I don't like when I disappoint people. So I was like, well, I'm gonna cut this off here.
When you have kids, you have the opportunity to not be mad, just disappointed. So it's the opposite.
I constantly operate just under boiling with rage. Like,
jealous.
Just, my secret.
Just a tinderbox away of just
Is that why you have so many pairs of shorts?
Yeah, I do have a lot. I bought more up 2 days ago when I bought my new shoes too.
Spandex is your best friend.
Were they going hand in hand? Was it just like, oh, you bought a pair of shorts, you might as well go to the bottom of the leg too?
Well, I wanted the shorts, and then there were also really cool slides because Mandy wanted to look at shoes, and I was like, oh, these are cool. Oh, and they're cheap. I'm getting these. And then I did, all I do is win, win, win without fight. I did the
you
dance.
Used the
I
word
took
really
my shirt
cool
off
slide,
in the
so
Kohl's.
Nope. Nope.
Gotta use
welcome,
that
boys. This is the new Experience Grind. We have four hosts foreshadowing four hosts.
That's a hint about the future or something.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm milked. Okay. I'm having a good time with
for
the new,
sure,
the new way that we're going with this. We've got Dave and Brian joining me and Shawnee Boy full time here.
We're regular
I'm sitting
stable
on Kyle's
now
lap. Brian sitting on Sean's lap.
Naturally.
Yeah.
We made our choices. We're sticking with them.
Brian's mic deep in his throat. Whether or not it made it in, so you know what I'm talking about. Who knows?
I like the mystery behind it.
Yeah. It's up to me. Am I keeping it in there? It's Schrodinger's deep throat.
Is it? Or is it just a real tiny wiener?
We can break this one down if you want
to. All right, guys. I'm going to ruin it. Oh, my God. I can't do it. I keep waiting for the perfect moment. I'm like, oh, I'm like the Schrodinger's guest over here. Nah, just wait. I'm doing this with everything. I'm going to keep doing it forever. I will
see
you the
whole
episode.
Who the hell is this?
What is happening?
Who the hell?
Man, like 2.5 minutes ago, I was like, man, if only we had a hero to save the day. But like, how do you segue into that? Everything's groovy.
I know. The conversation was just flowing. I was like, I don't know. Nope. All right. Well, I'm just going to
follow up question. Was it?
Surprise, everybody. Ryan's
weirdly
host
yes
number five. Ta-da!
Yeah.
It's the new era of Experience Grind called Experience Grind Inc. It's like that one shitty Metallica album.
It's not a good one.
Garage Inc.
Ooh.
It does have Whiskey in the Jarro. That song's dope.
Is that
Whiskey
a,
in My Belly?
Like a better recent album?
No. This no was during no the Load Reload era.
Oh. Yeah, I just like, before obviously I've never heard the album, and it just sounds like one of those ones that like Metallica fans would be like, oh yeah, they're finally coming out
it's
with this new album in like 4 years,
all,
and then it comes
all
out and
like
it's like trash.
Covers, I'm pretty sure.
So
gotta love like, when what, a band
Eric
gets Clapton's desperate enough to do a
Tears
cover
in Heaven.
Wait, Metallica really?
You're gonna get
what
Landslide,
about
Tears obviously
in Heaven?
Fleetwood Mac, but oh Metallica.
Ooh, I like that. What about Crossroads.
I believe anything's possible now after Sounds of Silence, Disturbed.
By Bone Thugs and Harmony.
What is
that's
the,
fair.
What is the most fake-sounding Metallica album you can think of?
Graveyards fake in Paradise.
In. Graveyards in Paradise is pretty good. That's setting the bar high. I like it.
Symphony
yeah, that,
in Black.
That kind of sounds ooh like a Jimmy Buffett album if ooh he's just like, yeah, fuck it.
Ooh, Symphony in Black. Come, I don't know. What do we got? Graveyards in Paradise and Symphony in Black.
Yo, that
I didn't know
Jimmy
we were going
Buffett
believable
parody album.
Well, like what? Just what is your made up Metallica album? Now I'm judging them. I'm on my high tower of judgment.
Keyword
I
high
like this.
High tower of judgment isn't bad.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
All right, so we got Graveyards in Paradise, Symphony in Black. What do you boys got?
Tower of Judgment.
Oh, well, that's I wasn't submitting one. I was just saying what I'm doing condescendingly.
Oh, like Kyle doesn't a true submit ad salesman. Brian right heard it.
This,
and
this was my idea, and you don't get to I'm not gonna participate. I want you guys to workshop it for me.
Yeah.
Have you I'm ever just, considered a job as that, a creative director?
That was my original idea, is that I'll just step back into like a morning radio producer role and I'll get a soundboard and I'll just like, I won't even be on the recording, but you guys can just hear me and I'll give you new topics.
I love then, that too.
And then I'm like, beep, 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 beep.
It's Kyle and the Experience Grind Incorporated. Tuesday mornings.
Take away his soundboard.
Weather on the sevens.
Oh, man.
We have Weather on the Sevens, and we have Metallica on the Eights, because they're so metal. This has been Casey Kasem. Thank you for tuning in and listening to Experience Grind, Inc.
I had to make the feel-good inks joke again.
It wasn't a good Casey Kasem, but it was a good morning radio guy.
Casey Kasem
is a little more relaxed, and he gives you
He ran away
just
from home
right
and died in the woods.
I like to kiss men on the mouth.
This is a long-distance dedication.
That one was brought to you by on the money.
1010-220. Casey Kasem's been dead for a while.
You know what? I was in the military.
Yours is too Ryan. Too much in the nose. Not right.
We had
not
what
right?
You called a jerry can right when you took a fella
you gotta
out
take
back
out some of the nasal.
And you got him in the jerry can.
I can't do that, buddy. I can't do that. Half of me, it cannot ethnically do that.
That's my Metallica album, Judging Casey Kasem Impressions.
Would you like to clarify?
I thought I Can't Ethnically Do That is a pretty good Metallica album.
Mm-hmm.
That's up there. That could be a new one, for sure.
That's when Lars Ulrich comes out with the MAGA
Casey Kasem Signing Off is the name of it, and it's all tongue-in-cheek.
That's the last...
Oh. Great again.
That's the secret track on the record. Casey Kasem,
they
Sign
do,
Him Off. It's track 99.
They do
99.
50s and 60s, like, bop hits.
Okay,
but,
now
like,
I'm back on board.
Sign Him Off sounds like a Metallica
I would listen
song
to that, though.
Sure.
Now I'm back on board.
Yeah.
Casey Kasem, Sign Him Off, and it's like a picture of his headstone.
I would honestly just every morning on the way to work listen to Casey Kasem Signing Off, and like it is somebody just doing an impersonation for like 20 minutes and just talking about bullshit. Get me from home to work, daily grind. Let's go.
It's just all fake.
This has been Casey Kasem. Oh, and yeah. Don't forget, nothing else matters.
I was telling Ryan the other day when I was driving back from Indiana, we on the oldies station. They were replaying a Casey Kasem Top 40 countdown from like 1977.
Huh.
They've had Why? Disco Duck at number 2. It was terrible.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that song?
That was Disco Duck.
Yep. That's what
Be sure to sleep with one eye open, gripping your pillow tight.
At one point, like, the guy in the song does a Donald Duck impression talking about how he is the Disco Duck.
Yes. Well, now I need to hear this.
Dude, it's so bad. Can't believe it was like a number 2 hit. I think he said it was number 1 the week before.
It's the baby shark of the 70s.
Yeah.
People were dumb back then and people are dumb now.
Baby shark of the 70s. I mean, sign me up.
Man. Now I'm on board.
I mean,
it's
here,
been roughly like 400
disco
days since
duck,
that song's gone
baby
through my head.
Shark. They both sound equally intelligent.
It's the three Appreciate syllables it. Of buried. Dumbness. That's how you know
Metallica
it.
Album. Three syllables of dumbness.
Oh, man. So far, this is working out swimmingly, guys. But we're about to hit the 20-minute. I don't know if we really are. That's when the twist happens in the movie, right? The 20-minute honeypot?
Depends
right?
on the
they
movie.
They call it
is
in
it
screenwriting.
Story?
Yeah.
I've been reading Don't Eat the Cat, and it's definitely the 20-minute honeypot.
Don't Eat the Cat? Don't Eat the Cat is a drastically different book.
That would be. Save the Cat?
They're eating the cats!
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I was in Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. They're eating the cats.
Well, how else do you save a cat other than not eating it? You save it for tomorrow.
That's the choice. Alf always struggled with screenwriting.
Marinate the cat. Put it in the bag with some spices.
Don't eat the cat yet. You
are you doing
marinate.
Randy Newman writing a song about eating a cat?
Yeah, kind of.
And you put the cat in the bag.
That's it.
And you That's add it. Some cubit to the bag.
Well, first you string it up.
Cats are really good to eat, yeah. You see them walking down the street, kitty, kitty, come.
Oh, man.
You're Randy Newman.
Ryan does a decent Randy
that's
Newman.
Exactly. That's how I was going.
Speaking of eating stuff you're not supposed to, I finally just started watching Yellow Jackets.
Oh, you guys watch that? Good show.
Things you're not supposed to be eating.
Dude,
we well done, Dahmer Party.
Powered through season one in like 2 days.
Yeah.
I'm very interested. I love the idea of Lost, but with a plane crash.
And like an easy to follow along with plot.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I was trying not to give more.
I'm into the idea of Lost, but with a plane crash. Brother, that's Lost.
Totally new idea. I'm into Lost, but, you know, with answers.
Lord of the Flies.
I'm only like
but with
couple episodes into that. Season two, but there may be a smoke monster.
Oh, man. I'm into mystery boxes.
Smoke monster. Jesus.
Is it a mystery box?
I don't know.
Is it pretty? I don't know either. That's what I'm asking Sean. Is it what's kind of it? What is the hook outside of like the back and forth between the time periods? Because I've heard so many good things, but I've not heard much beyond
that. The back and forth is that, so it's a soccer team, high school soccer team. The plane goes down and they're stranded in the wilderness for 18 months. And a lot of it is a mystery of like, well, one, like why they're stranded there for so long, which is cleared up.
Okay.
But it's also like it's dealing with the trauma as adults and, you know, the things that they had to do and kind of how they changed while it was just them out in the wilderness trying to survive. It's really fascinating because it's like you see, you go from the kids where they're just trying to, you know, at least start out like stay together and just find a path to move forward. And then this big fracture as adults and all of the drama that is still 25 years later, like appearing here, appearing there. And they're like trying to bury the stuff from back there. You know, there's things that happened in the woods that I guess if listeners haven't, I thought I was the last person that hadn't watched this, but if listeners haven't seen it, you know, some shit happened. I think that's the whole hook is that people are definitely eaten. Like that is like, Andy's plane crash with whatever that other
alive?
Real thing that happened.
Alive! Baby, that show that's a mystery box show. Mystery boxes are where like they're just kind of making up answers as they go along, which is what Lost was.
WandaVision, making it up as we go along.
That surprisingly, the guys behind Lost are the same people behind From. So,
I
did the pilot for the show The Leftovers, and I've had many a lunch with Damon Lindelof, and got to understand the way that he thinks about a lot of stuff, and openly said it was easier to ask questions than give answers.
Are you taller or shorter than Justin Theroux?
Taller.
You are?
Yeah, but he's a hell of a lot more handsome.
Oh, well. Yeah.
Like, it's not even close.
100%, but... And, like, personality-wise, I gotta imagine he's got you double, like, lapped.
Oh, he's like a 10, possibly turned up to 11. I'm like a gentleman 6.
A gentleman 6. That's what I say too. I'm a gentleman 6.
What
about
Carrie?
Can we just
like
rebrand the podcast to Gentleman 6?
The gentleman.
There's only 5.
But there's only 5 of us.
Gentleman 5.
That's a gentleman 6.
That's the gentleman 6.
It's like a baker's dozen. Yeah, it works.
Oh shit! This is good. I'm so hyped to be talking with you boys. I'm glad that we didn't have like a whole new format to figure out for the first week. And we're like, fuck it. Let's do the whole cop out of a potpourri.
Yeah, it'll just be whatever. I figure Dave will run his episode in a Dave style way. And mine will be a lot more relaxed in a variant than a Dave style way.
So Dave our
there's
episodes
a whole
are
new
being
persona
run?
Coming out right
I,
now.
I mean, yeah, like when
I have to run my episode, can I pass?
I mean, like Sean will do the editing, but like if you want to have like your discussion points and whatever, like
oh, I'm getting my discussion points in every episode.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, did Kyle just say Don't worry, Sean's gonna do the editing. Do whatever the fuck you want.
What the Sean will figure out in post.
That's how we fix it, in post, baby. That's where the magic happens.
I get the notes from Ryan. Hey, at minute 48.
I like how he thinks he's gonna get notes from 22. Ryan.
I would. Yeah, it's the CG thing, right? We'll just do it later. CG.
Fix it in post, man. That's what.
It's why Hollywood's the joke.
When I was recording albums, you'd fuck up and say, "Yeah, we'll fix it in post."
They usually do, though.
Re-record it. Sometimes you do.
No, there you go. I was always amazed when I was on set and things are clearly not going terribly well. And every single time in my head, I'm just like, it'll look fine when it airs. It'll look fine when it airs. Guess what? It always did. It was weird how it worked out.
That attitude's how you get a Madam Web, though.
I figure, I kind of feel like they did go through the motions a lot with that. But it's weird when you watch behind the scenes footage, like, it does look like what Dave said. It's like, how that doesn't look anything like what I remember. It's all the movie magic.
Listen, just accept the responsibility and great power will come.
Or fix it in
post. And on a movie, you're like one piece of like thousands to make something. So it's like, you're not going to see the whole picture. You're never going to see the whole picture.
It's like voting, am I right?
Your job's not to see the whole picture, though. Your job's to be making the same movie as everyone else.
That's it. Yep.
Congress, what would you say what that movie you do is. Here?
I'm a people person.
There's so many times that I see like an article where someone like did a film. And they didn't even know like that it was a horror film until they were at the premiere.
They had no idea Michael Bolton was in it. I know.
Yeah. That is
what if like we called them flims instead of films?
Yeah.
That's
why
that's going to turn the whole genre on its head.
I mean,
or medium.
Who's does it? What I is mean, a film?
I feel like Martin Scorsese like felt you say that.
Flim.
Like he just had like a heart palpitation. He's like, I don't know what that was.
I'm gonna use that when the Why next Marvel movie at... comes out.
That's next year there's three, so it's not looking good for old Marty.
It's not a Godspeed. It's not film. It's a flim flam.
And Craven. He's getting three Marvel movies and a Craven. That's
they
my
got
money.
Scorsese Marty's to direct Craven?
Damn, I
can imagine.
That would be
it's
dope,
gonna be
though.
4 hours long.
That would be
and at the
fuck.
End, he shows up in a rhino suit and talks about why superhero movies are a thing only he gets.
Scorpion well, opens the door and then Craven behind him just goes, and Scorpion goes, oh no!
Also, if you've not seen Killers of a Flower Moon, that's such a good fucking takedown of that movie. It sucks. Alright.
Yeah, the book's only okay. Like I don't know what that's
Ryan's back, everybody!
There it is.
No. All right.
I hadn't heard an opinion.
If we ever want to do a spoiler discussion... That is one self-masturbatory fucking movie if I've ever seen one.
Yeah.
It
I would just like to point out that Ryan did a jerk-off
like
motion with his hand,
Marty
and he gave it a hell
beat
of a
himself
distance.
Raw.
Wasn't
I know about the Native American flight, and only I could talk about it as an old white man who has read so much about the Native Americans.
I mean,
now,
he's
now in this situation, do you have two dicks?
Mm-hmm.
No, he is just like that obsessive. He is doing.
Do you think Martin Scorsese has two dicks? Because you two dick. Now you're doubling up.
You were side by side, and then you had him.
Somebody tag Martin Scorsese.
Awfully concerned about your penis.
Martin Scorsese, huge.
Here's the thing. I would counter argue. I think Martin Scorsese can accurately depict the plight of the Native American people because his eyebrows are so bushy. It's like a war headdress, and like he understands, man. He gets it.
Can we get canceled mid-show?
This is Casey Kasem talking about cultural appropriation.
I just say he understands it better than most. Okay, no.
Have you seen Killers of a Flower?
It's not even a hot take.
No,
it's just
not.
A weird take.
All right. No. Just it was 4 hours long, and Martin Scorsese's going to tell me about Native American plight? Come
YouTube,
on.
YouTube the last 10 minutes
okay.
and tell me
consider
I'm
yourself
wrong here. Tell me
sure.
I'm wrong.
Here's
that's not masturbatory.
I'm sure you're completely right.
The fact that it's 4 hours
it's
long
She-Hulk
tells
level
me everything
of
I need
absurdity.
To know.
Can I
wait?
Throw out
now you're comparing
insane?
It to something good. I'm confused.
Yeah.
I know. I like She-Hulk, but she breaks the fourth wall like Marty does.
As she's supposed to.
Talking about Native America.
Whew. So in this situation, Martin Scorsese is Deadpool.
On a scale of one or to Mount Rushmore, how offensive is it to Native Americans?
I mean, I don't know. There's been way worse. I watched, I don't know. We don't need to talk about that.
Blazing Saddles?
Way worse.
No. Now we kind of do, Ryan.
All right. So, all right. I can't.
That's the new format of the show, buddy. Once that door opens, you have to go.
All right.
You have to go.
Michael J. White, the guy who did Black Dynamite, he did a movie recently called The Outlaw Johnny West or Johnny Black or something. I think actually Johnny Black, because it is a black guy in the old Western times kind of taking down stereotypes, which is really cool and super progressive. Not progressive is that he cast all of the Native Americans as white people in like red brown face. Not cool. And then all the women are just fat dudes in wigs, which is not great. So like that's what I was thinking. Like, so is it as offensive as that? No.
Yeah, but what
well,
about
listen here, Ryan? I'm Casey Kasem, and I'm here to tell you.
Whacking off one Native American
life
woman
is ours.
After another
we live
for 3 hours. Yes.
That sounds like Marty. What about when Johnny Depp played a Native American in
The Lone Ranger?
Come weirdly, Ranger. Kind of. That would be like right the middle ground. That's right
that's,
the middle ground.
Okay. We found the line. Johnny Depp is okay. Wait, is he?
Not okay.
How much people like that
offensive?
Because
he can't keep getting away with
it. He's like right the middle ground.
Kyle, the thoughts about Johnny Depp playing a Native American are $250 million budget only made $260 million, which means it probably lost around $240 million.
Oh, yeah. I think that's more with Armie Hammer, because he ate half the set.
Dude loves feet.
Maybe you need to open your mind.
He was
to
on Yellow Jackets. He was an executive producer.
What a problematic cast. How unfortunate for the Lone Ranger.
Who's watching that now? Who wants to? Let's burn it. I like this new format, fellas. This is fun.
I told Brian I was going to be a little bit more me, a little bit more open about being on this new format.
He did say
that. I want to give you a hot take. I want to give you a real hot take. Because I've worked with Scorsese in the past. Ready for this one?
Oh, that's right.
Overrated. Yeah, yeah. Overrated.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
Ooh, I'm going to tell him you said that.
Please do. Okay.
Here's my
TikTok
question.
So his daughter sees it.
Oh.
Your daddy's overrated.
Dave, real quick. I heard you have like a lot of bathroom stories. Tell me. Tell me.
So many bathroom
stories. Be honest.
Wait, just give us one. Don't dump them all at once. We'll pierce them out.
Hold on.
Okay.
I got to know.
Well, which one do you want? Because there's two this week.
Does he got two penises?
No, he's not Orion.
Okay.
Any bathroom stories from Scorsese?
From Scorsese? Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like that's what we need
Martin
to do.
Scorsese himself, but on the set of Wolf of Wall Street, there's a bathroom story for sure.
Have you told it on Cape Crusaders or Beer Me?
First of all, wasn't a Batman podcast. It was a podcast.
No, we burned Batman all in 1 month by accident.
Whoops. Live and learn.
No, the story on Wolf of Wall Street, one of the office sets that we had, it was a full office set. There was a lot of different rooms to this office. And one time on the bathroom set that's there, an extra took a shit in the toilet. That wasn't real. And there was a big argument between locations and set dressing of who cleans up the poop. And the location assistant on that show just stared at the guy's feet for like a good minute while he was yelling at the guy through the door. Just like, you're shitting in a fake toilet. You are shitting in a fake toilet. And eventually he found the guy and then berated him in public around other extras of this guy shit in a fake toilet. So,
okay. So I was going to say like
that's
the
cool.
first
that's
argument
not a me
was
story.
Like who's going to clean it up and not who did it. So
oh, when you're
I'm
on
glad
union
that
jobs,
that did
but it's
up.
An argument. Yeah. No, the bathroom stories I had this week. The first one was I was taking a pee. I pee in public places all the time because I'm on the road quite often. And I was at a gas station.
On the road again.
Taking a pee. I'm sitting there at the urinal. A guy comes in. He uses the toilet real fast. He takes like the quickest pee I've ever seen in my life. And then he just leaves. And as he opens the door to leave, doesn't wash his hand, I go, ew. And then the guy came back at me and started talking to me as I'm still holding my junk. And he starts yelling at me. And I asked him openly, like, what's going to make this situation better? And he said, you shutting your fucking mouth. I said, I will when you wash your hands.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Laying down the law.
I'm in the most vulnerable position I could possibly be in this moment. And I don't know why I felt the need to tell this man to wash
his hands. So the other day I asked, how do you have so many bathroom stories? And I suddenly understand.
Yeah, you accost people at the pisser. Whilst holding your penis. Who doesn't use a paper towel to open the door handle anyways because nobody else washes their hands? These filthy animals.
Animals, all of them.
Am I just the cleanest boy? Am I the problem here?
No, I'm saying I wash my hands too, and then I take the paper towel and I open the door, no. And then I throw it away as I walk out.
No, those are good germs, and you need those to build up your immunity. Otherwise, you're a
my problem.
Ryan is Alex
my
Jones.
My problem is that I just said,
I lick every door handle I come across to embrace my immune system.
I'm not insane. I wash my hands after I pee, but then
by
I
my
eat
brain
the door handle on the way out.
There wasn't even a door handle there. It's all paid actor door handle.
That's a good Alex
Jones. It's just a guy's dick. You're just grabbing his dick, and it's a door
You're
handle.
You're grabbing a guy's dick.
Why are the bathroom
All those
door
Democrats
so
just want you to grab their dicks. They're all paid actors asking you to grab their dicks.
That's all it is. It's dicks all the way down, according to Alex
yep.
Jones.
Darkness imprisoning me, all that I see.
Oh, fellas, what's the best M&M variant?
Peanut. No. Wait, are we talking about
Marshall Mathers?
I was going to say, are we talking about Marshall Mathers in the
we
multiverse?
Could also
or are we talking about
Slim Shady? There are three Marshall Mathers variants.
That's true. That we know of.
I was specifically
the one
thinking
that was around curtain
candy.
Call time. He had enough self-reflection, but not too much, and then also didn't fall back into edgy shit to try to be edgy and regain those edgy fans.
So not Slim Shady.
Not the Slim Shady. The original first one that started off way
no,
too
No, I'm saying Slim
fucking
Shady is the vulgar, edgy one of his
All right,
three
then what
personas.
Comes, then there's, then what's next?
Is it vulgar
then there's
and
there's Eminem, and then there's Marshall Mathers.
I think I...
When I think
What's
of like Slim Shady now, I think that's
the
like the Meghan Trainor rap.
I think
well, let's
Eminem
not forget about Stan.
It's supposed to be like he does like the rap god stuff, and then Marshall Mathers is when he's like real from the heart.
Yeah, I don't know all the lore.
I don't really either. I just kind of pulled all that out of my ass. That's
Marshall Mathers is the
to
green
make you
one.
Believe it. He's the green
Mathers
one.
Is
he
green
plays
one.
The flute.
Marshall Mathers is
well,
not
took away his sexy boots.
Oh.
That's who
oh,
Marshall
bad.
Mathers is. He plays the flute
was...
that's a dagger.
Wait.
I thought that was Lizzo.
What?
That's what Lizzo? We... Oh, shit.
Oh.
I lost the plot here that's somewhere. Not, and also, I don't even believe that Peanut's the best M&M. I don't know why I said it
I
so
do,
fast.
Though. That's the thing. I'll
it
go
is
on
the best
hill.
M&M, though.
It's no, I think not, though.
Peanut well, butter is better than the peanut.
You like the peanut butter? I do like to squish the peanut butter before I eat it.
Okay.
Now they're getting crazy with them, though. All sorts
first
of flavors.
First of all, M&M Crunches are fucking boss.
Oh, yes.
But,
crunches are not
but
bad
have you guys had the caramel cold brew M&Ms?
I have not had those.
No, like I said, they're
no,
getting bonkers
that
with
sounds
them.
Yo.
The only other one I've had is M&M Pretzel, which is also pretty good.
They are pretty good.
Those are pretty top tier.
Yo.
I'd but, put those yo. In S tier.
Let me break your brain. M&M Minis.
See,
you
I'm not, I don't like
and just
plain.
Fine.
Suck
they're
those
fine.
Fuckers down.
We used to use those tubes to transport
there was a
joints
time.
So much. They were so
Patreon video idea.
Yep.
We get a an image of every M&M variant that's come out, and we get one of them tier ranking systems from S to D. And we just sit there
I
and rank
you
all
want
of them.
An S to D
we would have to
never you never go S to D.
Let's buy all. Let's all try to pick up some M&M variants. I'd do that show. We. Oh, I just get shit. To eat M&Ms. You're telling
Marshall
me
Marshall Mathers in the multiverse of.
Yeah, these are good too.
Mars.
Yeah, these right? are good too. Yeah, these
I
are
like
good too. That's the whole show.
I'm telling you right
no,
now.
I'm not saying.
I'm not even buying
them
the
on
ones.
Air. We just sit there and we talk. It's like, oh, those are better than these ones.
We have them
people
beforehand. It's not
lists.
Even like a, we eat them on the spot and then people get the reactions. That's why people tune in.
Yeah,
we,
I people want,
I want
hear
people to hear
us crunching
eat.
On the mic.
Yes, that's what people pay for.
You gotta get right of.
Oh God.
No.
I'm
no,
turning
no,
the
no,
show
no,
off
no, no, no.
now. Send me your files.
Send me your files.
Send me your
right
files.
Now, are we done? Is that it? You're calling it after
That's
that?
It. Calling.
Out of everything I've been through, it's the shitty M&M
check it out.
ASMR.
I've written down some questions for this potpourri, and I got to say the M&M question was the weakest one. That's why I started with it.
Wow, fuck off.
You don't say.
Why did you just not have it?
No. Like, why are you so mad? It only gets better from here, guys.
Yeah, dog.
Why can't you just have conversations?
Like your intentional,
why are you
like...
writing down your plot points?
Because we got to have the list.
It was the right through point. We were talking about Alex Jones. The green M&M isn't sexy anymore. He made the right call. It was the right time to ask the question.
See? It's called the
same way. Currently right now, he's got an STD tier list of our conversation topic.
You never go STD.
Which one's the best M&M anthropomorphically when they talk and do their shit? Which one annoys you
the least?
The
yellow one is voiced by J.K. Simmons. I got to say that one based on that alone.
I didn't even realize that. So now, yeah, he's my favorite.
Bring me photos of the green M&M.
That's pretty good. Are the other ones voiced by anybody famous?
The red one is also somebody. I know that.
I mean, technically, it has to be.
I can't remember who, but I know the yellow is J.K. Simmons.
AI. The red M&M is Billy West.
It is Billy West.
Oh, okay, yeah. See, I knew it was somebody.
So it's Fry. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Who's the green?
The yellow M&M. I mean, this only goes back. This is so specific. What I just Googled, I said, who's the voice of the red M&M? It's like, hey, let me tell you who it is from 1995 to 1996. And hold on to your butts, because
years.
John Lovitz was the red M&M, and I have to imagine the M&M
that's
stock
right.
prices plummeted.
It stinks!
Wow. He does exist!
That's pretty good.
They do exist.
Ryan, you're fucking just a mimic.
Sneaky with the accents and impressions.
It's very good. Now, can you do a Jamaican one?
Don't.
Hey, hold on. Brian, I need you to just look at me, buddy. Look at me.
I'll coach you here. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Think Steven Seagal.
Oi, it's bobsled time.
No, I have a friend who actually, every time he tries to do Jamaican, accidentally does Minnesotan.
Man.
How is that possible?
I don't know. What but without fail, he'd be like, hey, I'm from Jamaica, eh?
I will send this video. One of my all-time favorite videos ever is, I believe it's girls in the UK who are somewhat influencers. They're playing some game, and one has to do a Jamaican accent, and she can't think of it. And she looks weird, and she says the word balagda. And I don't know why. Dude, funniest fucking video I've ever seen in my life.
Huh.
All right.
It does wonders
don't
on this.
Don't you know? You gotta feel the rhythm. You gotta feel the rhyme. You betcha. It's bobsled time.
Oh, you
every
betcha.
Little thing's gonna be all right.
Oh man, I would watch this version of Cool Run-Ins all day.
Hey, did you know that the yellow M&M was actually John Goodman before it was J.K. Simmons?
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
John Goodman's got his fingers in everything.
John Goodman from the Flintstones.
His most famous credit. Yes.
Have you guys ever seen King Ralph?
Yes.
That movie sucks.
I have no
idea
what that is.
I was wondering where you're going with this. I thought I was, I wasn't going to speak until you said.
King
Ralph. Me and Ryan, the only two have seen it.
I've never even
heard
of it.
It's not worth watching.
Same.
King Ralph from 1991.
Yeah, John Goodman is like a distant relative of the King of England, who they all die, and he like is living in Jersey and becomes the King of England.
Jesus Christ.
First of all, love it. Second of all,
it's a good
I'm
going to
give you the IMDb logline here. It's a regular guy from America becomes King of England after a royal wipeout puts him next in line.
Mm-hmm. He's like a distant cousin, fourth removed in some shit. And then the whole royal line gets wiped out, and they're like, hey, you're king now. All I remember is that you see John Goodman's ass from a car.
That's the good thing?
Why not?
That's all I remember.
Beautiful.
Oh, okay.
I didn't
say definitely the thing that sticks with you the longest.
Okay.
Man, oh man.
How are we going to do
another question you got, Kyle? What'd you write down? What first conversation would you like to have?
Are Smurfs invasive species?
Yeah.
And I don't even understand how they repopulate.
Is Gargamel actually in the good? I think they're like a fungus.
Here's the thing.
Oh, we have an expert.
Whether they are or are not, Gargamel is a cat. And I hate to say it, cats are an invasive species. And they kill so many fucking animals, like, on islands and shit. Like, they are number one, like, contributor to, like, extinctioning fucking other species. Cats are a menace.
Number one, I would say humans probably have them beat, but...
They're a menace. They're like Spider-Man.
And see, on the other hand, Gargamel's just a dude in the woods who's like, who cares about his pet cat? And like, there's this weird fungus that keeps trying to attack it. And I'm Gargamel, dog.
Team Gargamel.
He's just a dude in the woods trying to protect the thing that he loves that gives him joy. I can't fault that.
Cats are the only species that domesticated themselves.
I'm still hung up on celebrating. Not cats. Smurfs reproducing.
I'm not pressing anything.
They make eggs, right?
What? Smurfs? Platypi?
They make eggs.
I think you're thinking of the Keebler elves, and those are cookies.
No, how do Smurfs reproduce? Because they're all guys except that one lady.
They have one woman.
She's very busy.
They have it. They weirdly have a train schedule, but it's not for public transit.
They like the ants, and she's the popular joke
from stand-up comedians in the 90s is there's only one Smurfette. How do they reproduce?
Hickory dickory dock. The Smurf brought out his...
Man.
Smock, because it got dirty.
Gargamel schmock. What were they thinking with the Smurfs, just in general?
I think, like everything,
what a fun
it was
time drugs, to buddy. Be alive. Like, that idea
drugs
passed.
It was to sometimes. Sell stuff to kids, man. The whole, like... At that point, they hadn't figured out the pipeline of just make the toys the cartoon, but they were flashy images that they would use to sell cereal and other toys. But then they're like, in the 80s, they're like, oh, He-Man can just be the toys, and we can introduce new ones all the time that kids have to buy.
Yeah, it was the same thing. It was like the Cabbage Patch Kids, David the Gnome, Care Bears, like all of this shit, like same time, right?
I appreciate the David the Gnome reference.
That's the cartoon rock,
I feel like,
man.
He gets lost in the sauce a lot. People don't remember David the Gnome.
I remember him, but he can be forgotten.
Ryan's so full of hate.
I don't think
he lived in a tree and
special.
Didn't bake any cookies.
He rode a fox. His fox was Optim. His name was Swift. I loved him. He was my best friend. How dare you?
Weird. I don't remember anything from my childhood.
I fucking love David the Gnome. I'm with Brian on this one. David the Gnome rocked.
Yeah.
Okay. It was fine.
He fought trolls. He would trick them to make them turn to stone.
Ryan, it was where like do you Lord stand Rings, on Eureka's Castle? Loved.
Yeah.
That was more of my sister's jam than mine.
What
I was a fan of the puppets, but it felt a little kiddie.
What, Fraggle Rock?
Like, same as Gullah Island. I'm like,
Gullah Island was this definitely is intended for a younger audience.
Yeah. How about? I think Eureka Castle, about the same, was it not? Or is Eureka Castle for an older audience?
What blew my mind that is I recently generation found out that Gullah Island is actually set off the coast of the Carolinas.
Yeah, that's why.
I thought it was like set in like Africa, South America,
Outer
somewhere.
Banks, dog. Yeah,
it's right out there. That's Gullah
Island.
That's
basically the Carolinas.
Yeah, same thing, right?
It's literally in the Jamaica. North Carolina. It's literally in North Carolina.
Binya Pollywog.
What? What about... What?
Aren't they rebooting Gullah Gullah Island?
I mean, I'm sure.
Why?
Is it going to be like a Blue's Clues style animated show? I think so.
That or like...
I think it's a gritty adult drama. No,
oh, shit, dog.
Sign me the fuck up.
It's on NBC Late
Murder on Gullah Gullah Island.
Yo, Blue's Clues, but it's a murder mystery.
They use Binya as the bloodhound to sniff out the...
They did that.
Yeah,
with
but
Melissa
now Binya's straight up
it
a frog.
Real hard.
Oh, the puppet
nobody saw
one?
That dumb puppet shit.
Yeah, nobody wanted to watch that. I could tell...
It's Gullah Gullah Island mystery movie. That's it. That's it. That's that. Gritty, hardcore, blood and
there
cum.
There are a lot less
what
puppets
everybody
in
from puppets.
Gullah Gullah Island than you think, though. I can only... There's the one, and it was a full body, like, frog
I think
suit.
That's right. I think that's right.
Yeah, that sounds correct.
That was Binya Binya, the
Pollywog. Same budget.
Yeah.
I think the problem with doing like a murder mystery thing with puppets and Muppets and whatnot is like with humans, like you have that connection of like, oh shit, that's gnarly. But if you got to do something with puppets, you got to go so over the top that it's just comedic and stupid and like.
Well, yeah. What was that that movie that they did? It was supposed to be like gritty adult with Muppets.
Yeah,
you want to say Melissa McCarthy was in it?
It's definitely not anything starring Melissa McCarthy
that Ryan just mentioned.
Hey, I'm in and out here.
Hi-ho! Let's go purge!
I want, like, why does Christmas Carol work so well then? Like, Muppet Christmas Carol.
Is because they're already beloved characters.
Is it because it's got
Michael Hyde? I'm
Michael Hyde. It's Kermit a frog. I'll hate him.
I hate that fucking frog.
I hate that fucking frog. He owes me money.
Here's a question. This is what you guys are going to get every week. It's just impersonations. Rapid fire.
Off Michael Hyde.
Does Muppet Christmas Carol work?
I don't know. I haven't seen it forever. Yeah. It's a beloved one.
Ryan.
Ryan's
Muppet going Treasure Island, maybe.
Does not
Muppet
work. No, that Christmas movie does Carol. Not work. Dude, Muppet Treasure Island does not work. I watched it last year for the first time in so long.
Okay, oh, that's God. Fair.
I got cabin fever. That movie's not even 90 minutes.
Wait.
Dude, oh. I watched it again for, I think it was a Nerdy Thursday, or I don't know what it was, but I watched it again like a couple of years ago. And I remembered loving Muppet Treasure Island as a kid. And
same.
I watched it and left it being like, that movie fucking sucks. And the ending makes no goddamn sense.
Damn.
That would be Nerdy right. Thursday episode 120 aired in June of 2020.
Hey.
Yeah,
maybe that's why you had a bad time watching it, is you were like right in the thick of a really dark time.
You would think that it would be like a light that brought me some joy. Mm-mm. And in some fact, nostalgia. It was worse than like a
about
pandemic.
Muppet pirates, and it's incredibly dark.
So what I'm hearing is there's no good Muppet movie, is what you're telling
Whoa.
Me.
Now.
Whoa! Okay!
That's what you're
Here
telling
me?
That's
go.
The kind of take
that
brings back down to four hosts.
Thank you, Ryan, for joining me in that.
I did not know that you
Muppet
were getting ready
movie
to unleash
is a
the wrath
fucking
of Dave.
Masterpiece.
I actually don't have that opinion.
No, I know you don't have that opinion because it brought joy to people's lives, Ryan. I understand that. You wouldn't appreciate
I like that movie, and I also like the Jason Segel one.
I was going to ask
don't
if anybody
think Muppet
saw that.
Muppet Christmas Carol is anything
so many
special.
Times.
Muppet's Most Wanted was a disappointment.
That was not good.
I agree.
Yeah. With everybody involved, it should have been much better.
Should have been.
Is that the one with Tina Fey?
Yeah. And yeah. Ricky Gervais, yeah. I think, and...
That was right around the time of Ricky Gervais' heel turn, though.
Hey, did you guys know he's atheist?
What heel turn?
Hey, I like that heel turn, though. I was rooting for him.
We were rooting for you.
Still am. Until he comes out...
You
like,
were the chosen
like,
one, Ricky.
He is kind of the chosen
one. I thought, I hate that, Ricky. That Ricky Gervais, he's a right jerk.
There you go. That's pretty good. That's better.
The one where Michael Caine does a Michael Caine impression, one of my favorite bits ever. People sounded like a bloody idiot. I'm Michael Caine. I'm just going to do Michael Caine every episode from now on.
Just Michael Caine
That's
doing
it.
Michael Caine.
Sean's going to love it. He's on board. You look like a Muppet right now. The Beaker. He looks like
Beaker. Yeah.
You also look like Bubbles.
I think out of all my friends, Sean
shrimp?
Might be the most Muppet like.
Yeah, he did look like
or
the shrimp too, but
fish?
Beaker's the
Pepe?
One with he's
the
assistant with Bunsen.
Bunsen and Beaker.
With like the really thin, tall head and he's orange.
Yeah, okay.
Or one of the aliens, the
watch,
yip.
Watch your language,
yip,
Brian.
Yip.
Yes, dude. Mm-hmm. It's that like frowny thing. Like I saw somebody came into my work today and he just had that downward like,
yep.
Like how do you smile when your mouth is turned downward? Like,
yep.
But you can tell they're smiling.
Face.
Weird.
This is called having kids, man. I get,
who's
I get
the eagle through. Puppet? The
Sam?
Sam the eagle.
Sam the eagle?
With the big fucking frown. That's.
Yeah, Sam the eagle.
Well, he represents America.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's the biggest frown ever. That is such a frown.
Who is Muppet. The who's the better aliens in Aqua Teen? The Plutonians or the Moonanites?
Moonanites.
I'm a Moonanites guy.
I really do
the
like
Plutonians
the Moonanites.
Are a bunch of frat boys.
They're Egyptians.
No. That's not the Plutonians. The Plutonians are like
it?
The orange and
the Oscar
green
Isaac
stick guy.
The French
like triangles.
Oh, that's so with the Moonanites then. But yeah,
is the French fry a plutonium or a moon?
That's I the like... French fry is a wait, Frylock?
Are we talking about Frylock himself?
What about the meatball?
I take it Sean is not seeing Aqua Teen.
That's a pretty good meatball. I can't do a meat wad.
I'm telling you, we've got like Mystique, but for just mouth noises.
Yo, do Michael Caine doing meat wad?
My favorite thing that anybody's ever said about me. Mystique, but with mouth noises.
That's it. Yeah. You can't do anything visually.
Sounds
so
hot.
Mystique just made mouth noises.
So
that's I guess the title I could say of the this
Police
episode.
Academy guy.
I was going to say, let's write the new Police Academy movie. That's what we'll do.
Who's
I can't do the bleeps, bloops, and
bleeps. Gutenberg.
I'll do. Okay. We should write this and then read it on Patreon. That should be what we do. We write a new Police Academy script.
Just do a table read?
That's just
what
the world
needs. Yeah,
we'll
do a table read of it. That could be a lot of fun.
Wait, who's doing the script?
All of us. I have no idea how to write. Nobody does. It's what makes it fun. It's garbage.
Yeah, we have.
Can I be the bobcat? Yes!
Don't eat the cat. Yes.
I think Dave could do a very great
bobcat. Don't eat the
bobcat.
Wow. That's good. That's good.
The I don't have read. A bobcat.
Hey, I'll who else is in a Police Academy outside of those three?
There's
because
Hightower.
I can't remember any of them.
You've got the soft-spoken black lady that always pulls the gun and says, "Freeze, punk!"
Got the
well, nobody
chief,
here
and I
can
can't
be that
name.
Role.
Who hates
yeah,
the goop?
But you can scream, "Freeze, punk."
Never mind.
I could do it. Never mind.
Brian, you've had this whiskey glass or wine glass or whatever is up to your lips for so long and you haven't done anything with it. You were like somehow Big Willie styling.
I think it's just Diet Coke, though.
Big Willie styling.
Oh, wow. That's a lot to process. Yeah,
that is so good.
Is that the first rap person you think of? When you think of rap, you go to Will Smith, Big Willie style. This is me.
You got a cigar, you bite it. That's right.
I am bringing on the Willennium.
The Rylinium.
Those albums slap.
Ah, do they? But do they, though?
No.
The singles are fun. I love Miami, man. That song bangs. I don't give a shit.
The wordplay's okay.
All right.
His wordplay's
okay. I had Big Willie style on CD. It was one of my first CDs as a kid.
I did too. Several of his
I'm
albums.
I'm very curious if it's ever been released on vinyl because I want it.
What? Oh,
you know it is.
Just go in your backyard and light $40 on fire.
The MIB theme is a banger.
Yeah, it is.
Dave, with all those vinyls you have, you don't have it?
No.
Big Willie style?
I think
no.
I have more
I have
than
two Limp Bizkit albums on vinyl.
I know. That's why I asked.
Only two?
My boy.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I put have out any a live metal. One that's like
that
recorded in Brazil or whatever, and it's just noise, just a lot of noise. That is like the Limp Bizkit feel.
Man, Ryan, you saw it. I saw the TV glow, right?
I sure did.
I've been dying to see that.
Yo, I had no idea Fred Durst was the dad until after the movie. And I'm like, oh
he's
my
awesome.
God, that makes
yeah.
so much more
Spoilers.
Sense.
There are a ton of musicians in that movie. Fuck, my brain just went dead.
Fred Durst.
The Japanese house lead singer's in there. I can't think of the one who sings Valentine right now, but Snail Mail, the lead singer Snail Mail. There's a bunch of musicians in that movie.
It's King Valentine.
It's really, really good. Not a horror movie.
Not
it's
a not,
horror movie like it advertises it, but it's
that
really
is like,
another
it's on
reason
lists
that I'm
of
interested.
Best horror movies of the year. And it's like, motherfuckers, you guys are making this list and you know that it's not a horror movie. Stop putting it on these lists.
My
it's
mom
not.
Was telling the ladies at her church that she caught me watching Girls Gone Wild commercials, and she said, I saw the TV ho.
Ah! Nice.
Sometimes I feel like I'm watching National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation 2. Again, just like, as Kyle's doing these one-liners that are just...
so bad. Oh, I'm so sorry, guys.
I don't know that you are.
I promise you this is going to pay off. I'm
it's
gonna,
probably
make,
not,
let me work
man,
up
know.
To it.
I'm laughing more than I have in for fucking ever, though, goddammit. I'm crying here. This shit's so
good.
Stupid.
Oh, man.
I am going to be waiting for a Big Willie style re-release on vinyl because it's not available for less than $100 on eBay.
You should tweet him slapping Chris Rock, and then underneath write, put Big Willie style on vinyl.
Hey, I'm still waiting for Astro Lounge to
I know
hit
what
vinyl.
You did. I won't tell anyone if you put this out on vinyl.
That's right.
Shake Smash him down mouth. For an incredibly public thing.
Mm-hmm. One of the most public things anyone's ever done.
Ever.
What a breakdown. Yeah. Just an... Really didn't go as far as I thought it would, though.
Yeah, I mean, it was only talked about for like 3 months straight.
That's as much as you could defend Jada Pinkett Smith.
It was talked about forever. But then, like, what happened? Did Will Smith...
He's not allowed at the Oscars.
Hey, listeners, if anybody in the world cares more about this than we do, let us know what happened.
In our Discord. Bad Boys 4 on Facebook. And is back in Hollywood making money.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Everybody has a short attention span and no memory.
It's nutso. I think it's also because he's a better
But Martin Scorsese than... remembers, and he will tell you how he remembers.
I can't wait for Martin Scorsese to make the movie about what story. Happened there. He's like, only I can tell Will Smith's point of view.
Oh, God, that's so good. Yep.
I actually think the slap is probably a big reason why Bad Boys 4 got made, because the Oscars were like, you can't come back for 10 years. He's like, well, I might as well start making these movies again.
That's it. Yep.
They're not going to get nominated.
I honestly, I don't know how the fourth one did compared to the other ones, but the third one made a shit ton of money in COVID when no other movies were making that kind of money. So people still want to see the Bad Boy movies, mutants? And it's his most reliable paycheck. So it makes sense.
I don't
sense.
Know how movies weren't making money when you had such quality like Mortal Kombat coming out.
I like that.
All right. I love
again,
that movie.
The New Mutants.
Yeah. Yeah, rush back to theaters to see The New Mutants. That's
the worst part is I did.
Yep, same.
I fell for it. I didn't.
I feel like we were just desperate to like get out and do
and
anything.
See Anya Taylor-Joy. I agree.
Anya Taylor-Joy is magic, is perfect fucking casting.
It's great casting.
Ilyana is so good, and she's wasted. And that movie is just real regrettable.
Well, luckily, that whole universe is dead now.
Or is it? Or is it?
That sounds like some kid podcasters talk.
I don't think it is.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get that. Nice.
Speaking of podcast, who's got the first episode?
It's Dave.
Dave?
This fella.
I believe
fella
it's
right
gonna
here.
Go. Dave,
first episode's in the room with us right now.
Dave, Brian,
it's been
Ryan,
here the whole time.
Sean, Kyle is, I believe, going to be the order.
Man, I am going to immediately forget that.
Mm-hmm. Debursk. But... It's easy. Just remember Debursk.
Debursk.
Dave, Brian, Ryan, Sean, Kyle. Debursk.
Here's me.
Is it a secret?
Perfectly,
what we're
perfectly
doing?
Set up this way now so that you and I both get action movie choices, Sean.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That's the Sick. Idea.
I didn't game the system at all from behind the scenes. No, I also I thought it made sense to give the new guys a new voice on the show. Start us off right. And Dave, what the hell are you going to start us off with?
Well, we got a lot of different voices here.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's got to kind of get their opinion out, get their personality out there.
Yeah.
Everyone's coming together. We got to see how we all work together. We got to understand each other, where we're all coming from.
It's going to be Human Centipede.
And I
call Dave's ass.
That's actually going to be a Patreon video next month. Where you don't want to do from? That, buddy. I got IBS. That is
dude,
dangerous.
As it was leaving my
Unless
lips,
you're
I
the
was
end,
like, no, I don't.
You could be the tail.
Whoever gets my ass absolutely has the worst.
The healthiest insides
or
are at
the best
front.
Of it.
You're at the ass end. You're 5.
You can make us a Speedy Boy.
I can only think of gum commercials now. This is what chewing 5 gum
Who's
going to
be
like.
Number one, though?
It's just Dave.
I poop like every other day, so you're good. Send me there.
Sean's,
God,
a,
that
Sean's
like
number
every
one.
Every other day?
Sean's
yeah.
one.
Like a fucking rabbit.
Hmm.
Whatever, it works.
Fun. Backyard starts grazing.
Sean's one.
Things that were not on my
Sean's
first
one.
Episode bucket list. Talking about what our Human Centipede
I don't
would really
want
be.
Sean to be one. If he's taking a full day,
That means that that's building up in there. And that's
once you have the front and the end,
coming it's probably super really hard. After a day, it's probably super hard.
It's not.
And I would rather... Don't say
the
that.
The good news is, you'll be so hungry by the time it comes out.
I'm going to say... I got volunteered to the front, and I will say whatever right? I need to say to stay there.
Like, no one volunteered anyone. No one volunteered anyone.
Ryan volunteered me to the front.
He did.
I got thrown at the front, and then I instantly got thrown at the back, which makes me happy that I know I'm not a middle.
Like, real back, hard, Dave. Firm balls, like
Ryan,
goat
if,
turds.
If you're number one, you get to eat food and not poop. You should
really
want
care.
To be one.
I don't love okay. food. I don't then, miss food.
I don't love food. Ryan just volunteered for five, then, is what I'm hearing.
No, 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 no.
Ryan, what's your
worst
favorite food?
Shitter
you could be
is
my number
five.
Two.
That's Dave.
That's Mr. Ibs.
I yep. feel like it's the person who
Mr.
doesn't care about eating shit.
Ibsy Bod Crane.
Hey. 2, 3, 4, 5, I'm eating shit. I just don't want to have the worst, nastiest shit
I feel like
constantly.
You just said you don't care about the
rat.
Why do you think my shit's gross and nasty? Just because I got IBS. Right,
so,
it's a normal
right?
shit.
It's a simple
if anything,
math.
It goes
it's
through
math.
Him the fastest.
It's math.
So it's the
it's
most
math.
Food-like still.
Even if Sean shits... Sean, all right, so Sean's number one and Dave's number five. Well, fuck it. Let's say Sean's one and Dave's
why?
Three.
Why?
There are people behind.
Whenever I eat something, it goes through mostly undigested. If anything, I'm the one who's giving nutrients to 2, 3, 4, and 5 when it's all
but you're doing it so much. You're doing it so much.
Yeah, and you should be saying thank you. And
imagine
no, I don't know
being
that
behind Sean and just being hungry and wanting him to poop.
But I don't think it's that bad.
You'll get
a
good
day
adapt.
And a half since I've eaten.
I would rather Sean. Adapt to like long term
starvation because
deposits been like
so irregular.
Every hour.
No. Here's the deal, is I'm basically like that thing in Willy Wonka where you get that one little thing and it's a 3-course meal. Dude, I go so long, you're going to get like 3 dinners and 3 lunches.
Are you talking about
dude,
like,
I'm like
the
thing at Willy Wonka
the
where it's
gum?
An Augustus Gloop and a big chocolate pipe?
Yes.
Are you talking
let's
about the
this.
Gum that made hey. The person blow up?
Yes.
That's what you're offering yeah. to shit into our mouths?
Well, okay. So I'm not going to make you blow up. I feel like I'm
but like
I'm
that's how much
a little
stuff
bit better
you
than
have.
A psychotic
the person,
candy maker.
You're number
the
four.
That's number five in that it comes out like a dog that's pooping at a gum and it just like blows bubbles.
Listen, if Dave is right behind ooh. Sean, then he can't poop that much because he's only eating every other day.
I got to fill Sean up so that he can appropriately poop into your mouth.
This is a good Dave. Point. As long as you're behind Sean, you're
we're not
good.
Talking.
It doesn't matter where Dave is.
We're not doing that.
What's your fucking movie?
It's we're not talking about a movie.
Oh,
we're talking oh. about Human Centipede.
No, we're not.
I kind of want to.
We're definitely not talking about a movie though, because I want to make sure that everyone gets their voice out there and gets their personality out there. So what we're going to be talking about, I want everyone to pick three if you can. We're going to be talking about the movies that made us.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Hell yeah.
I love that.
That's a sick idea. Okay.
Let me write it down.
The movies see, I love that,
that
about
me.
Like, I don't think that on this show we've really explored the fact that this isn't a movie podcast. It's just that's usually
going off
the
your episode,
easiest thing log, to do.
Could have fooled me.
Yeah, well, it became easy. And that's what the show's about.
That's why we're here.
Hey! This is why we talk about my mom every week.
Zip-a-da-boopa!
We hadn't yet, so good thing you got it in
we
there.
We don't have to. We don't have to.
Talk about my mom?
We don't have to.
Well, what I felt, what I've known, turn the pages.
She's got like
turn the
4 or 5 energy going on also.
Turn the stone.
But that's Human Centipede.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. Again, as long as Sean is filtering the Dave shit.
No, oh, whoa, whoa,
but
whoa,
I also
whoa.
Don't
I started
think Dave
this
deserves to be
as number one
because like
yeah, now you're automatically
yeah, you,
behind.
No,
Dave.
You didn't. I started off as number one, and then you said you only poop every other day, so people are going to start dying of starvation, Sean. You are
Sean
no.
is the bottleneck point.
No,
in
I
the
disagree.
Human centipede.
I just I'm going
to
get
back
to this. Too much. You poop too yeah, much, and I would rather adapt to less poop than more poop.
The Human Centipede is the lineup that we're doing movies. So Dave's in the front. And then
oh,
Ryan.
This is bullshit.
And then Ryan.
I'll take it.
This worked out really nicely.
I don't know if Sean. I won.
And then me. I got the worst end of this deal, dogs.
Yeah, but you get to talk about action movies, so.
Your well, butt's free.
Kyle, you're only saying that because somebody that doesn't true. Have their mouth on
I don't even get
butt.
My butt eaten.
Exactly. No.
Who's the yeah, real loser?
It's just an extension of an anus.
Let's make ourselves...
Where does the mouth begin and where does the butthole end?
It's actually a perpetual motion machine. It's an Aurora, or it's an Ouroboros of butt eating. We just go full circle with five.
Dave, right there is my test of lining everything up. Me and Kyle saying something about him wanting to get his butt eaten at the exact same time. Easy.
That happens often. This is nothing.
Lined it up. It's done.
Wait for butt eating talk.
I love you, boys. I'm glad you're
next
here.
Next week, it's the movies that made us.
This is going to be fun.
Pick three.
How many
if you
movies?
Can, just that to make it easy.
Three?
How I'm sure a lot of other things are going to pop up.
Oh,
three.
Yeah.
Three? Be a lot of the number I keep repeating, three?
Hey Dave, how many movies should we prepare?
It's the drummer for Green Day.
Got Lars it. Ulrich.
Trey.
Ray's Hell, Praise Dale.
Oh, he was the number four. Three.
You're killing me. Killing me.
You would have made right, a really so... good King Arthur in Monty Python.
You would have been a really great King Ralph.
I can still see John Goodman's butt.
Dear Lord. All right, so next week
if
is going to be the movies
got
that made
this
us.
Human centipede, I would let him one.
John
would.
Goodman, give me one.
Why?
Oh, God. I don't want to be number you? Two.
Because he's famous? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes. Five
now.
Yes. Ryan,
no.
You're not famous. You're a middle. I'm sorry. John Goodman gets
no.
to be one.
No, talent this walk. Is
you
not
understand
fucking
what's
Hollywood.
Out
this
of
is
that
human
sweet
centipede
rules.
It's like
buckle.
Prison. You don't have any status when you're a human centipede.
I think...
You're just another fucking section.
Oh, you're
and it depends on how much man. You shit and how much you eat. And I think
what about,
he does a
are
lot
you
of both.
Human centipeding with strangers or friends? Because I only human centipede with friends, Ryan. Everyone has status in that lineup.
I think in honor of us taking over Alex Jones's what? Show, we should only refer to Hollywood as Holly Weird.
Yes. I don't know what you're talking about.
All them weirdos.
I bet you're only calling Holly Weird because it has actors. What else has actors? I'm not finishing this.
No, don't.
Oh.
I do have high hopes for this. This is going to be a fun time, fellas. I welcome you all. I'm glad you guys are all here.
Yeah, so on that note, next week we have the movies that made us, Dave's pick. But also on another side note for the show, we have a Discord now that Ryan set up that we've been playing around with
Discord
in the background.
Daddy.
It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of really cool stuff happening in there, and we would love you to join us there. We will have a link the very least on Facebook, which if you're not following us there, go do that. So, well, you can get a link to the Discord where all the cool folks are.
There's so much more happening.
Whatever the fuck you're called.
Discord. It's crazy. Like compared to Facebook and Twitter, where like they just limit your growth and outreach at all. You don't see shit. Discord, it's a lot more open and hangoutable. It's a cool place, man. Get over here, guys.
I could see everything. Just like the stuff that I want to see and not like my Aunt Stacy's shitty pumpkin that her daughter carved.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Really not a good pumpkin at all.
No, it's no. trash.
Get it together, Stacy.
Come on, Stacy. That's also why
get
we're calling
here.
This Experience Grind, Inc. When you join the Discord, we do get your email. We do harvest all of your data. We sell all that. That's how we make our money. So please come join the Discord.
We're trying to be the next Zuckerbergs.
Yeah,
we're getting pennies here. We need to up our game.
Pennies on the dollar. No, I'm looking forward to it. Dave. Great start off episode, man. Way to fucking go, bro. Flopping out the big dong early.
Only you.
That's
good job.
What
that
I
dong.
Do? What?
Classic
I appreciate
Dave.
That, Ryan. I needed that. Thank you.
You're welcome. I just like praising dongs.
Dong compliment.
Mm-hmm. This show's pro dong, also, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
but for
God.
Everyone.
I really need to start like screen recording.
We're equality.
There are like three
like,
people doing jerk off motions on this screen right now. Are we done?
Are we done?
Yeah.
Somebody jerk off.
Who wants to tell the audience what they can go do? This is also a tradition.
I think I got one.
All right, Brian.
Go case them yourself.
I didn't even want to say anything to ruin it. I love that. I like ruining things.